You are listening to the Mostly Paranormal Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Mostly Paranormal Podcast with me, your host, Michelle Jones. How are you? I have a broken ankle, so I'm kind of stuck at home. I've been recuperating for a little while. That's why I haven't really been doing anything with the Ghost Trust website, and also why I haven't recorded any podcasts up until now, mainly because I was, medicated is probably the best way of doing it. So, yeah, I did want to actually talk about my ankle, because it was a stupid mistake. But thinking about it further, I don't know if it was a mistake or something else. Not sure. Mainly because I'd had a bad run of luck that day. It was the day before Christmas Eve, and we'd all gone out to the supermarkets to get food and other bits and pieces, and fresh turkey and so on and so forth. Sorry, I've got a bit of a cold coming, so it's not great. Anyway, so we gone out to the first supermarket and we were fine. We were putting stuff in the trolley and sort of laughing and giggling about Christmas coming. It was a very exciting time. And I went to get a box of juice off the shelf, and as I took the juice off, as I turned away, another box of juice, pomegranate juice if you're interested, decided to come off the shelf and explode, and I mean explode, on the floor. It went all up my left leg. My jeans were absolutely soaked. Everybody laughed at me. I felt terribly embarrassed. But, you know, I suppose the people that work there are kind of used to that type of thing happening. So it's just, the lady came over and wiped it up and said, "No, don't worry about it. Everything's fine, blah, 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 blah." So, yeah, that was good. Then we finished up in there, moved to the next supermarket that had obviously had stuff that the other one didn't. So we were walking around there and grabbed a jar of pickled beetroot, and I popped that in the trolley. And the thing is, this is what's kind of been nagging at me, is when I put breakables in a trolley, I make sure they're actually secure at the bottom of a trolley, so they don't fall off and fall out. But this beetroot somehow managed to fall out of the trolley. We weren't looking, so I didn't see it like fly up in the air or anything. But it fell out the trolley, smashed over the floor, and the pickle juice went up my leg, my left leg. And it was like twice in one day. It was like, oh my God. You know, I felt so bad. A couple of people came over to see what the noise was, and I was sort of stood in the middle of it. Being ginger, I kind of went bright bloody red and clashed with my hair. So yeah, that was epic fun as well. And then we got home after sort of almost dying of embarrassment. We got home and we started to unload the car. And I grabbed a couple of bags and started to walk into the house. The driveway has a small natural stone step, well, down onto the main path that leads into the house. And I slipped. Carrying the shopping, I slipped, fell over. I heard two loud cracks, one of which was my ankle, the other one was the other jar of beetroot I'd picked up, and that decided to just go everywhere. Obviously I screamed in pain, people came running, you know, and so on and so forth. Long story short, I end up in the local hospital on gas and air, and they're deciding whether to try and reset my ankle or just put it in a boot and send me home. So there you go. It just seemed like a bizarre set of coincidences, and it started to nag at me. Now, I'm all for coincidence. It's like, oh dear, never mind, that happened, move on. But the day previous, It was either the day before or a couple of days before. I'd gone to Gallows Bank, which is a local area where people were hung. There is a podcast about that, it's number 4, if you want to go and have a look, or listen, as the case may be. me on my own, which is a bit stupid, but hey, it was the middle of the day, and I know the people that live around there, so it's fine. I went up to Gallows Bank to just do an EVP session, just to see, because I don't know if any paranormal groups have actually done any EVP sessions over there. No, I haven't found any in my research, so I thought it might be interesting to go to a site that hasn't been investigated before. And the basic history is it's called Gallows Bank for a reason. People were hung there. And, you know, people died, and not in a very nice way. So I thought I'd go there, see if there's anybody about. So I went up the bank, and it just got really windy and kind of a bit crap, so I ended up going back to the car. Now, I was cold, I was tired, I was actually really hungry, I needed the toilet, and there isn't any toilets around there. So I ended up just getting in the car, doing an EVP session quickly, and leaving. Not the best plan. In hindsight, it's always 20/20 vision in hindsight, isn't it, people? I didn't do my usual closing. When I go to a site, I obviously introduce myself. So, you know, anybody looking who doesn't know what I'm doing looks like I'm talking to myself and I'm saying hello and who I am and why I'm there. And if anybody wants to come talk to me, you know, you're quite welcome to. I don't bite, you know, that type of thing. And then when I finish, I normally do a closing, which is I do a visualization of white light and sort of say, if you need help, let me know, but you can't follow me. The usual kind of thing. I didn't. I was rushed, I was tired, I was hungry, and I needed the toilet, in that order. So I didn't say no thank you, don't follow me. And I remember as I was leaving, I had a weird flash. I was thinking about the EVP and what I might have captured, you know. I was thinking about the history of the place, as you do, kind of brain sort of ticks over as you drive. You don't ever concentrate after you've been driving for so long. And I had a weird flash of these three people. Two were clothed perfectly fine, you know, historically clothed. And then the third one, the only way to describe it was that he looked like a zombie. It was so weird. He looked decayed. His clothes were ratty. I mean, he looked skinny. And he looked bad in both senses of the word. He looked evil and sick. But I still didn't think about saying go away. So it could have been a series of coincidences that caused me to fall and break my ankle. And if nothing else had happened that day, I'd probably still be going, oh, what a stupid mistake. But I've walked up and down that path, oh God, countless times. And I don't know. There's something there. What do you think? It just, yeah, it's really bugging me, actually. It's really bugging me. I've done a cleansing and everything, don't worry. I have done a cleansing and a banishing and, you know, you name it, I've done it. Just in case. I mean, it doesn't hurt to do things just in case. But, I don't know. It's playing on my mind and it's kind of sobered me a little bit, which isn't a bad thing. Made me take this a bit seriously. Yeah. So anyway, let me know what you think. Twitter's at ghosttrust, all one word. If you want to actually talk to me, I've got a Skype, which is ghost_trust. You can add me as a contact and we can have a chat about it. If you want to, you can leave a voice message. You can leave a voice message on the website, which is www.ghosttrust.com. That's ghosttrust.com. That's all one word. And if you load it up and you've got JavaScript, I think, enabled, you can click send voicemail, which is on the right-hand side of the website. Sorry, I'm all over the place. I'm really all over the place. I'm like, ugh. I'm just trying to think what else I can talk about. I just wanted to get this up here, actually, more than anything else. I haven't spoken to you guys for ages, and I feel kind of guilty about that. There's nothing really going on. I'm doing a course, just a refresher more than anything else. I felt it was necessary, so I'm doing a course. I'll probably write some more about that actually on the website, the blog. Oh, there's a quick note. If you go onto the website, you'll have a homepage. And then if you look at the navigation at the top, you'll see a word called entries. That's what you want to click if you want to get into the website itself. I thought I needed a homepage. People looking for somebody to help investigate. I've changed it just a little bit. Just a little. So yeah, nothing really much happening in the paranormal. Not that I noticed. I think Christmas kind of knackered everybody out a bit. Apart from that happening to me, nothing else has happened. Like I said, I've done a banishing and a cleansing. In that order, you have to do it in that order. And I might write up about that at some point. I might, then again, I might not. I don't know. I'm on the fence with that one. If you really want to know, get in contact. I'm just trying to think what else. Ghost Adventures is coming back on the 20th of January or something. Or maybe I'm wrong. It's coming back in January, which is this month. So I think that's probably about it. It's a bit of a ramble more than anything else. Nothing that has stuck out in the news recently. I've been, as usual, trolling the old rag newspapers to see if anything's come up, and it's all been pretty quiet. I'm thinking it's possibly the calm before the storm. Just because of the Ouija boards we were talking about the other week, the sales and everything, I'm still a little bit concerned about that. So if you know of anybody that's bought one for their child, just let me know what's happening, because I am actually really interested. I'm very concerned, but I'm also very interested, from a scientific point of view. Anyway, I suppose that's it. So, thank you ever so much for listening. Sorry it was a bit of a ramble. I just really wanted to get something out there that wasn't too long, which has probably gone on for far too long. Just to say hi, I'm still here, hopping about on crutches, but I'm still here. And hopefully the next one will be a bit better. So yes, thank you very much for listening. As before, the links to the website is ghosttrust.com. The Skype is ghost_trust, and Twitter is @ghosttrust. Thank you ever so much for listening, and until next time, stay safe.